right to come in and make their point of view known, just like any other citizen would. But the key to the thing is that it's a public process that has public input from all concerned citizens.
Okay, I'm going to ask individual water board members. Mr. Jones, do you have any questions of the negotiators?
No, I've been hearing them five times and I'm not a
Mr. Rideout. Mr. Wagner? Mr. Hymas?
No, sir.
And do you folks have any more questions? Yes, sir.
I assume that at the next meeting, the citizens will have a chance for testimony. This is simply an information gathering.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if you would like to accompany us to Boise tomorrow night, we'll have another meeting very similar to this one. And it will be held on the fourth floor of the Capitol Building in the Gold Room. And you're certainly invited. And when we come back to you as a board, we will be coming back for public input and public testimony, yes, to answer your question. Representative.
Does anyone have any designs on the salmon? Is there any? Will it always remain wild?
No.
Certainly not. So.
Mr. Jones.
The water board took a position on that a long time ago, that that would remain a free-flowing stream.
Representative.
People might have designs on it, but at the present time.
Some of the tributaries are under attack for hydro, but this river itself, I've never even seen a pipe dream on the salmon. If you really want to create a stir, just propose a dam on the salmon.
Well, I would imagine, but right at the crook before it goes into the snake, seems to me like a beautiful sight that wouldn't hurt anyone.
Well, there'd be a problem with some fish up there, some of the anadromous fish, but you know, the real beauty of this agreement, in my opinion, is that what it does is that it requires both the state and the power company to go back to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and to say to them, here is a comprehensive state plan for management of this very vital natural resource. Now, to date, FERC has never recognized the right of the state to do that kind of thing. And if we can get FERC to do that in this case, we're going to go a long ways towards protecting the other rivers in the state. So there's a lot of benefit to the agreement. That's why I agree with what Tom said. When we get into the process, all of the contingencies that were up here on the board have got to go into place. And if one of them fails, the entire agreement fails. So it's pretty important.
Mr. Hymas, would you like to talk?
Well, yes. Relative to this point, policy 39, it's very brief, two sentences.
This is a state water plan.
State water plan. I'll read it to you. It's the policy of Idaho to preserve and enhance the state's anadromous fishery resource. It is in the public interest to maintain free-flowing stream habitat and in-stream flows to achieve this policy. I'm sorry, it's three sentences. Idaho will promote state participation in coordinated regional management of the Columbia River and groundless fishery. That's the policy 39 of the Water Board. So it doesn't refer directly to the Salmon River, but it says specifically that it's the policy to maintain free-flowing stream.
Yes, sir. One more question.
Yeah. As from what you just said there, you're saying the disagreement would lead to the Fed saying that we would have, that is the state of Idaho, would have full control over...
No. No, what I'm saying is that we're going back to them and asking them to approve our agreement. Okay, and as part of our agreement, we are saying, we have got this plan for management of the river. Take a look at it. Don't you think it's a good plan? Won't you base your determinations upon what our plan is?
But they wouldn't be giving up whatever control they have.
Oh, no. No.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you very much for coming. Had there been just one of you, we'd have given you the full banana.
Maybe in a different location, but...
But you're sure welcome to attend our meeting in Boise tomorrow night if you can see to get there. And we'll be back again with full-blown public hearings as a board in maybe 60 days, I don't know, wherever it comes and wherever we're directed to do it. But we'll be back and prepare your testimony, and we'll be ready to hear you. And if you have any further questions, we'll hang around for a little while. And again, thank you.